welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13@greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. As you can tell, my voice is acting up a bit today. I'll keep most of my comments brief. I do want to remind you, the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio t-shirts are available, and you go to t-shirt.greatdetectives.net, and you can purchase your t-shirt at a discounted rate compared to what you pay for most of the rest of the year. Go to t-shirt.greatdetectives.net. Well, now it's time for today's episode of Boston Blackie. The original air date, December the 3rd, 1947. And this one is The Wrong Henry Williams is Killed.
I'm taking you to the right address.
Yeah, sure, Skeeter. Number 10, Barton Road. Turn left the next corner. That ought to be it.
Okay, but we want to make sure we're going to the right joint.
Yeah, sure.
You got the book with you, Billy?
Yeah.
Check it, huh?
Yeah, sure.
You don't want to make no mistake.
Yeah, it's okay, I tell you. Check the book 4 times.
Okay, as long as you're sure, Billy. Here it is.
Yeah, here we are.
Number 10, Barton Road.
Hey, that's some swanky joint, isn't it?
Now, all the joints along here look like $1 million.
Hey, keep the motor running, Skeeter. I'll be right back.
Sure thing. And make it good, huh?
Yeah, it'll be the best.
Yes?
Good morning. Nice day, huh?
Yes, it's a lovely day.
This where Henry Williams lives?
Yes, it is.
You, Henry Williams?
I am.
Well, here's a little present for you.
Now on to Dick Calmer as Boston Blackie, enemy to those who make him an enemy, friend to those who have no friend.
All right, quiet. All right, men. Now let's get down to business. I've called you all together to explain the new setup. Hey, Jim, will you put down the newspaper?
Yeah, but, boss, I've heard all this before.
All right, just the same, it won't hurt you to hear it again.
Okay.
All right, that's about it. Fellas, we've done pretty well during the last year for an outfit that's had to operate in the poor section of town. Yeah, we've done pretty well. Hey, Jim, will you put down that paper?
Yeah, but, boss, there's news in the paper, and what you're saying's old stuff to me.
All right, just the same, it won't...
I know, it won't hurt me to hear it again. Okay.
Now, to continue... We've done so well, we can afford to expand during the coming year. I've got my eye on Joe Carter's territory. There's money in Joe Carter's side of town and 1,000 suckers to the square foot, so... Jim, for the last time, will you put down that paper?
Oh, I just happened to see something on the front page. Well, I just had to look at it.
I'll look at it later.
But it gave me a jolt, boss. Hey, it says here a guy named Henry Williams was shot and killed this morning. Hey, that's funny. Henry Williams, that's your name, too.
Well, let me see that paper,
yeah,
Jim.
Yeah, sure, here. Ooh, it gives you a jolt to see your name in a front page obituary, don't it? Wonder why anybody would knock off that other Woody. Hey, he was a big philanthropist. Just like you, boss.
I don't think this is anything to laugh about, Jim.
No. Why not?
Because I got a funny feeling that I'm the Henry Williams who was supposed to be killed.
Blackie.
Yeah?
If you don't stop pacing the floor, you're going to have to buy yourself a new rug.
I'm going to keep walking back and forth, Mary, until I take a step in the direction of a solution to Henry Williams' murder.
Inspector Faraday thinks it's a simple case of murder without motive. Maybe a madman or something.
Murder without motive. It's not a simple case, Mary. It's the toughest kind to get a lead on. You see, what's bothering me is Williams knew a lot of people, but they were all his friends.
Yeah, I know. There must be hundreds of people whom he's helped.
Just free with his money. Old Henry Williams was a fine man, Mary. I've worked with him on lots of charity drives. That's one of the reasons I can't... Now what? Come in!
Telephone company. Here's your telephone book.
No, thanks. Just leave it on the table there.
Okay. I'll have to take the old one.
You're welcome to it. I think if I used it just once more, it'd fall apart.
We almost had a new book yesterday. I got within a few blocks of you. Quit.
So long. Now, where were we?
Well, I was right here in this chair where I am now, and you were somewhere in your third mile of pacing up and down the floor.
Yeah, it's getting nowhere in Henry Williams' case. You read any good phone books lately?
Yes. Somebody's at the door. Probably the neighbors to complain about that joke.
Come in.
Boston Blackie?
Yes?
Oh, good. Blackie, I've got to talk to you in private. It's very important.
Anything you have to say, you can say in front of Miss Wesley here. I think you forgot to tell me your name.
Well, it's Williams. Henry Williams.
Miss Wesley, Miss Wesley. You say your name is?
Williams. Henry Williams.
That's what I thought you said.
Well, I know why you're startled, Blackie. I have the same name as the man who was murdered this morning.
If I were you, I'd go into hiding.
That's why I've come to see Blackie, Miss Wesley. I'm afraid that I'm the next Henry Williams to be killed.
I was only teasing.
What do you mean, the next Henry Williams to be killed? Is this open season on Henry Williams's?
Blackie, it's no joking matter. The Henry Williams who died this morning was killed by accident, I'm sure. I'm the Henry Williams that gunman was after.
What makes you think that?
Because it got a vicious enemy, a Joe Carter.
Uh-huh.
I happen to be in a business that competes with Carter's, and I've received threatening messages warning me not to try to get into Carter's territory.
Territory?
Yeah.
That sounds like you and Carter operate rival rackets.
Oh, no, Blackie, I'm a legitimate businessman, but Carter isn't. I was making plans to expand, that's all. Carter must have heard about it, sent some men to kill me, only they made a mistake. Blackie, I need your help. Now, Carter has an office in the Morgan building.
Okay. And if you're on the level, Williams, you'll get my help. And your friend is going to get it, too. I'm going to help Joe Carter right into a prison cell.
Hey, yes, Sam, come in, Mr. Lane.
Yes, Gary, come in.
Hey, sir.
I see in the report there's a breakdown on number 2 press last night.
That's right.
What are we running, a newspaper or a repair shop?
Well, that was a bad drum when we put it in the presses 2 days ago, Mr. Lane.
That's so?
If you check the files, you see I put in a complaint at that time.
If you complained, why wasn't something done about it?
I don't know. One of those things, I guess.
Well, one of those things caused a breakdown. We hit the streets 10 minutes late with that edition. Next time, don't just file a complaint. Yell your head off.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, look. Too much white space in page 6, column 8. Take out the leads and tighten up the column. Yeah. Stop the presses after this edition and drop in a couple of three-line boilerplate items to fill.
Yeah, sure, mister. Any special boilerplate items you got in mind?
I'll send some down to you. Cattle exports, the Argentine, oil production in Syria, something like that. No must on any of it. Drop in any of the items you like this time.
Come in.
Hello, Faraday.
Goodbye, Blackie.
I know. This is your office, and you're busy, and you don't need my help. Well, here's the switch. I need yours.
Yeah, well, the only help you'll get from me is out the door.
Look, I'll trade information with you on the Henry Williams case.
The Henry Williams case is a simple case of murder by a madman. Williams didn't have an enemy in the world.
No, but he had the same name as another man who does have an enemy.
So what?
Faraday, I have a reason to believe that Henry Williams, the philanthropist, was killed by accident.
Oh, you do, huh?
Yes.
But he was shot at close range from the front. That means he probably knew the man who killed him. And he was shot right through the heart 3 times. Now, does that sound like an accident?
No.
Oh,
I believe that Henry Williams was purposely shot, but that the killer had the wrong Henry Williams.
Oh, sure.
I don't know how the mistake was made. Obviously, the killer didn't know that Henry Williams he was supposed to kill. But I've talked to the other Williams, and I know who wanted him killed.
You know a lot, don't you? Who wanted him killed?
Somebody named Joe Carter, an East Side racketeer.
Yeah?
You know anything about him?
Well, we've heard somebody by that name was operating here, but we've never picked him up. In fact, we've never even seen him.
Well, do you know where you can reach him?
No, and even if I did, I wouldn't tell you.
Okay, I'll find out myself and let you know.
Thanks.
In fact, I already know.
I'll see Carter if you like. It won't do you any good.
Maybe, but just let him get tough. I won't do him any good, believe me.
Hello.
Miss Wesley.
Speaking.
This is Faraday.
Well, Inspector, this is a great honor to have you call me.
I do things like that for people all the time.
Oh?
Where's Blackie?
I wouldn't know. That is, if you want to scream at him.
And if I didn't?
Then you just plain don't know. What's the trouble?
Lamprey left me a little while ago. I got to thinking.
Wait till Blackie hears that.
Miss Wesley, will you stop? This is serious business.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Inspector.
Blackie's playing with dynamite when he's fooling around with the Joe Carter mob. Now, the minute you see him or you hear from him, tell him that. You understand?
Well, if I did, it would only make him more anxious to get Carter. You know that, Inspector.
I know it. Of course I know it. But something's got to be done. I can't have him knocked off just because he thinks he's a one-man edition of the United States Marines.
Well, if you know Blackie's going to Carter's, why don't you go there, too?
Because I don't know where to find Carter, that's why. But Blackie does. He told me he's going up there.
Well?
Wesley, what I'm afraid of is that he might walk into Carter, all right, but he might be carried out.
Yet, Mr. Williams?
No, but we'll have some soon. Yeah. I've got Boston Blackie on the trail of Joe Carter. You know what happens when Blackie gets on the trail of anybody.
Yeah, better it shouldn't, but yes, that's all I know.
You're not kidding. Once Blackie gets... Put down that paper.
Oh, gosh, Mr. Williams, take it easy, will you? Reading the paper's no crime.
It is when I'm trying to talk to you.
Oh.
Quite a newspaper fiend, aren't you?
Just like to read, that's all. Why?
Oh, nothing.
Well...
Only I'm pretty sure that some friend of ours is going to wind up in the obituary column sometime very soon.
What?
It'll be either Boston Blackie or Joe Carter. And personally, I don't care which one it is.
Come in. Oh... Hello.
Hi there. I'm Boston Blackie. I want to see Joe Carter.
Really? What about?
I'll tell him, if you don't mind, miss.
Oh, but I do mind. You look angry enough at Carter to do something drastic about it.
Sister, I am. I'm ready to knock him halfway home, no matter where he lives.
I don't think you're going to.
He's tough, isn't it?
Not exactly.
You're not going to let me see him.
Oh, you can see Carter, all right.
Well, what are we waiting for? Where's Carter?
I'm Carter.
Huh?
You'll want to slug me, Jackie?
I'm not so sure. Now? Joe Carter, I get it.
Do you?
There's no E, Joe, huh?
Right.
Okay, that only alters one little detail of my visit.
Oh?
I want to know what you know about the murder of Henry Williams this morning.
What was that name again?
Williams. Henry Williams. Mm. I think some of your men killed him by mistake, thinking he was another man with the same name. You know another Henry Williams, don't you?
Just enough to say goodbye to him. Why?
You were a man for just about 5 minutes, kid. You wouldn't talk so cute.
Look, Blackie, suppose I did order Henry Williams to be killed. Suppose the wrong man was killed. You'll never find any connection between him and me. Or between the killer and him. Or the killer and me. Put that in your case and solve it.
And now back to Boston Blackie. Philanthropist Henry Williams is shot and killed by a hired gunman. Gangster Henry Williams, suspecting that it is he who was marked for death and that the philanthropist was murdered by mistake, comes to Boston Blackie for help, saying that racketeer Joe Carter is the enemy he fears. Blackie goes to Joe Carter and learns two things. Joe Carter is a beautiful woman, and he cannot prove that she hired the murderers. As we return to our story, Blackie is talking to the Henry Williams who is still alive.
Williams, I've been to see Joe Carter.
Yeah?
Why didn't you tell me it's Miss Joe Carter?
Well, Blackie, I didn't.
She's a beautiful woman, and apparently just as clever as she is beautiful.
Well,
you're hiding a lot from me. But look, if she's gunning for you and the other Henry Williams was killed by mistake, I'm going to have a hard time proving it.
But, Blackie, you've got to. She's going to have me killed, I know it.
Why? Because you deserve it?
No, because I'm in the way.
Williams, I checked up on you. You're trying to cut in on Carter's racket and territory. No wonder Carter wants to straighten you out in a box.
Oh, Blackie.
But I'm going to find out why Joe Carter's gunman killed the wrong Henry Williams. And you know something, Williams?
What?
You better hope you live until I find out why.
Hey, Skeeter. Anything interesting in the newspapers this afternoon?
A lot of stuff, Billy.
Yeah, plenty about that job I did on Henry Williams yesterday.
Yeah, the old duck made the front page. Too bad you didn't get no mention.
Yeah, isn't it?
Can learn a lot reading a newspaper.
Hey, what's in the paper this afternoon, for instance? Anything interesting?
Well, it says here that India exported 2,100 tons of hemp in 1942.
Yes, so what?
So nothing. It's just interesting, ain't it? A guy can learn a lot reading this little stuff they pad papers with. Now, here's one that says the United States has 75% of all the automobiles in the world.
I ain't even got 75% of an automobile.
A couple of more jobs for the boss like that Williams job, and we'll both have jobs.
Yeah.
Hey, here's something. We got another job.
Yeah? Big one?
The most important one yet.
Who do we kill this time?
Billy, this is more important than killing anybody. This one is about Australia. You know what it means when there's one about Australia, don't you?
Money, money, money.
Yeah.
What's it say?
Says Australian immigration has dropped 21% since 1945.
21% since 1945?
Yeah.
Carter sure pays off quick.
You bet.
Well, come on, let's go get it. I could use a dough.
I know you have an office full of headaches, Faraday, but I have a head full of problems.
Yeah.
Now,
and so do I. Just watching you two trying to solve a case that won't solve. Maybe I shouldn't have come with you, Blackie.
Maybe he shouldn't have come either, Miss Wesley. Get rid of him, will you, please?
Not yet, Faraday. Now, look, I still say that the wrong Henry Williams was killed. Now, don't forget, the killers didn't know either Williams.
But they knew the address of the racketeer Williams, didn't they?
Obviously not, because they went to the wrong place and... Look up Henry Williams, the racketeer, Mary. He's in the phone book.
I'm the racketeer.
Don't be funny. He lives around 30th Street somewhere.
Okay, you say so.
I tell you, Henry Williams was killed by a madman. And I'm expecting any minute to get a flash that there's been another crazy murder. Now, Blackie, why don't you get up?
Address,
oh, thanks, Mary. What is it?
4629th
Street. And what's the dead Henry Williams address? Anything similar to that?
It's not even close. It's 10 Barton Road. Well, Blackie, what have you proved now?
Not a thing.
Well, it was a nice try, anyway. Inspector Faraday, I see the telephone company hasn't honored you with a new phone book this season. This is the old one.
I have the new one. It's right over there. Phone company, let me keep the old one, too.
What are you trying to do, Faraday? Build up a library?
Very
good. Come on, Mary. Another flash.
And I'm getting another headache. Now get out of here, Blackie.
Just a minute. When I went to see Joe Carter, she told me that there was no connection between the killers and her. I believe that. But I also believe they get orders from her. Now, how? They get them indirectly.
Sure. She advertises. Murder is wanted. Apply with references.
Something there, Faraday. She might contact them through newspapers. You know that old personal column gag. In code of some kind.
Yeah, stop reading those books.
That might explain how the wrong Henry Williams was killed. The killer got his code mixed up.
And you two are getting me mixed up. Now, will you forget about Carter and codes and killing the wrong guy?
If I'm right about this, Faraday, I'll solve this case so fast that you'll never want to forget about me.
Now, that's your story.
Mary, we're going out and buy editions of every newspaper printed 24 hours before Henry Williams was killed.
Every one of them?
Every one of them, Mary. And then an old telephone book is going to make a new case out of the murder of Henry Williams.
Gary, before you run the four-star edition, stop the presses and drop in this boilerplate, will you? Page 2, column 2. There's room for it. You kill the last paragraph in the story. It's too long.
Yeah, good enough.
Okay, we've got those boilerplate items. We need this one to fill the column.
Yeah, I wonder who ever thought of boilerplate.
Well, I don't know. Some editor with a lot of knowledge about a lot of little unimportant things who thought his readers should have a lot of knowledge about a lot of little unimportant things.
I guess that's right. And hey, what's this new one about? How cold it can get in Switzerland as if anybody cares.
No, Gary, but it's information just as useless, except, of course, to somebody who understands it.
Crazy, Mary. Absolutely wacky, but I think it's right.
It's not only crazy, it's exhausting, Blackie. We've looked through 40 umpteen newspapers.
Just 40, Mary. But unless my imagination is more fantastic than I think, we've got the answer to this whole thing. I told you the phone book was our clue. I'm going to call Faraday and get him to go with me.
Where to?
To see the managing editor of the Herald. I think I've found something in the small print of his paper that's going to make headlines. Hi, Mr. Lane.
Hello, Lane.
How do you do?
The managing editor tells me you're responsible for inserting boilerplate items in the Herald.
That's right. I'm chief makeup man. Why? Who are you?
He's Boston Blackie, and I'm Inspector Faraday of the police.
Well, what about it?
Lane, is it entirely up to you what and when boilerplate is used?
Why, yes.
In that case, I want you to drop this boilerplate item into the next edition.
Okay, what's up?
Read it, and maybe you'll see.
Year 506 in North America. This is ridiculous. I don't have to print anything like this.
It goes in and in the next edition.
No, it doesn't.
That's all I want to know. Grab it, Faraday.
Nobody's grabbing me. I'm getting out of here.
That's what you think.
Good old solid slugging Blackie.
That's me. This guy Lane is in on the deal, Faraday, and after I get my little item printed, you're going to take him in on a murder rap.
Get all the papers this evening, Skeeter?
Yeah, Billy, all it was out.
Anything interesting?
I don't know yet. Ah, here's something, Billy.
Yeah?
Get out the phone book and get this.
Yeah, sure. Hey, we got a new phone book. Did you know that?
We got it yesterday, Dope. This here in the paper says in the year 506 in North America, there were two major tribes of Indians composed of at least 14 minor tribes.
506, 14, I get it.
Who do we kill this time, Billy?
I'll let you know, Steve, as soon as I look in the phone book and see whose number is up.
Now, look, Mary, I pleaded with you to go home. I begged you to go home. The least you can do is get into the kitchen out of the way.
Out of the way of what?
If I knew, I'd tell you. Only this could be a little bit silly if I'm not right.
Uh-huh.
I suppose... Mary, that's it.
What?
Turn off the lights and duck back at the sofa. Get out into the kitchen or something.
Blackie, what are you expecting?
An invasion. I'm going to hug the wall here. Right beside the door. Switch off the lights and beat it, please.
All right. Ooh, dark.
That's not bad for us. Goodbye, Mary. The kitchen, quick.
Okay, if you say so.
Hey, Skeeter, hey, we're in luck. The door's open.
Yeah. I guess the guy that lives here ain't home, huh, Billy?
Yeah, I guess not. We'll wait for him, though, with the lights out.
Now, this job ain't going to be as quick and clean as killing Henry Williams.
No.
You sure we read that code in the newspapers right?
Yeah, we read it right.
And you'll stand right where you are, kids, unless you want to die awfully quick.
Hey, what is this? Who are you?
The man you came to kill. The guy who broke your code in this case at the same time.
How much longer do we have to wait in this post office, Blackie?
Until Joe Carter comes to pick up the package she thinks is here for her. You got the confession from Lane, the newspaper man. You know that this is how she and her killers get their payoff, so there'd be no contact with one another.
I know. He drops an item in code in the newspaper and tells them to come here and ask for a package in their name. Very cute.
Well, sort of cute, too. We dropped an item into the newspaper in Lane's own code, so Joe Carter will come down here, I'm sure. She'll see that item and think that her boss, Lane, put it in.
I suppose you think you were pretty cute figuring all this out, don't you?
Not especially. When the wrong Henry Williams was killed, I figured the killers had their instructions wrong. They had them wrong because they used a new phone book while the boss Lane used an old one.
And the new book had an additional name somewhere above the names and addresses of both Henry Williamses, which sent the gunman to the wrong one.
Sure. This is how it worked.
I know how it worked. I saw the boilerplate item you had inserted in the newspaper.
Yeah.
The one that sent those two killers to your place.
Mm-hmm.
Something about the year 506. Two major tribes of Indians and 14 minor tribes. That meant, look on page 506 of the phone book, second column, 14th name.
That's right.
That's how Lane sent his killers out on assignment. Any boilerplate item with three numbers in it was their key. Simple.
It is now, pal. Mary and I had to look through 40 newspapers, though, before we found items corresponding to the position in the phone book of those Henry Williams names. That proved how the thing worked. Sometimes I think I'm... Hardy.
What is it?
That girl that just came in. That's Joe Carter.
The last of the gang. Come on, Blackie, let's get her. We've got her boss, we've got her killers. This is it.
She's pretty, isn't she?
Keep your mind on business. There she's stopping at the general delivery window.
Do you have a package here for Joe Carter?
I have a present here for Joe Carter. A present named Inspector Faraday.
Yeah.
Blackie.
That's right.
What?
I want you to meet the inspector, Miss Carter. You and he are going to become very attached to each other. By handcuffs.
Hi, this is Andrew from OTRWesterns.com. I wanted to invite you to come take a look at our site where we put out podcasts of old-time radio westerns. Check us out at OTRWesterns.com. You're listening to The Great Detectives of Old-Time Radio with Adam Graham. Now let's get back into the show.
Welcome back. It's a shame they don't have the preview of the next episode. Even though the next episode is missing, it'd be at least nice to know what comes next. I like the general idea of the solution here. and the acknowledgement that it took Blackie and Mary some work to figure this out. That said, this may be an episode of Boston Blackie that requires some special understanding as time goes on. Because I think a lot of Generation Z kids who might listen to this might be, what's a telephone directory? And what is it they're talking about with newspapers? And some ability to grasp historical context will definitely be important. I also think that if you think about the solution, it does kind of fall apart. Because what we're told is that the wrong Henry Williams was killed because the killers used the new phone directory, which had an extra name, and slid the position around. But if you're looking at the white pages, from year to year, it seems like names would move around a lot more. It's not like this gangster Henry Williams was the only person to move to New York City in the previous year. I mean, you have people moving in, people moving out, people dying. It seems to me that in a big city that they would probably be pages away from their intended target. But maybe I'm thinking about it too much. At any rate, that will do it for now. Join us back here tomorrow for yours truly, Johnny Dollar. And we'll be back next Thursday with another episode of Boston Blackie. In the meantime, send your comments to box13@greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter, Radio Detectives, and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.